Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The Bash is sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I've been driving. Here's song of the day from 1973. Radar Love. By Golden Earring, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'm on board. Now, if you'd have gave it like a 9-6, that'd have been like easy, right. You know. But I think you're a little low. But
it's too corny.
Each his own.
It's too corny. Like Chris Christopherson would read those lyrics and go, what is this?
The lyrics are incredible. I look at Steve and I give him the type signal. This is the signal right here. And that means to pull up lyrics.
He knows.
Yeah. That means pull up the lyrics. And then usually when we get the lyrics and Steve reads them in a very slow, methodical way, that's it's highlight like a of my day.
Some ratings before I move to the mailbag. Bill and Bennett, 7-4. Husker Mike in Waterloo, 7-5. Marcus, 8-8. Houston, 4-9. White Sharpie, just not it, 3-5.
It's corny.
Lyle in Omaha, 8-5. Who at Clevis?
Bird,
6. Pretty high for Bird.
That is high.
6 from Bird.
Bird gave it a 6, Bill.
He gave it 0 yesterday. Yesterday he gave it 0.
That's the Maroon 5 Misery, who was in PBA last night.
Wonder how that went.
I heard it was good. I did not go, but I heard it was good.
Well, I know, Jake, I know how it went because Jake Sorensen took care of my daughters. And Gigi
tickets.
And Sydney were at the concert because of Jake Sorensen.
And they how they feel about it?
Oh, they loved it.
I got a video text. They liked it. So
you took care of Swim too.
I did.
Swim went on Jake's deal.
And our friend David, I took care of him too.
Wow. What if I would have asked for a ticket?
I could have got you covered.
Jake is always thinking of others. He's thinking of others, and he's thinking about the blackout. He's got two things.
That's all I think about.
He's thinking Maroon 5 and the blackout.
Gavin Pender, 8-5. Husker Rick, 8-5. Lucas, North Dakota, 4.2. Travis and Ankeny, 7-9. Shamia B, 8.2.
Gosh darn.
Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 7-5.
High.
Pretty high.
High.
Pretty high. That's right in their wheelhouse, though. Remember, Jennifer's younger than Hubby.
Yep.
She is. Jared and Ord, 6-5 from YouTube. Can't forget YouTube. Let's see here. We got Phil Ruhlman. 9 from Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Phil gave it a
9. Phil Ruhlman, what came in with the 9?
Yes.
Wow. Santa Claus.
We got Genghis says 10, pure driving song. CL, 9-7 all day long. Troy, 9-1. Heyman, 6-1.
Heyman kind of brought it down a little bit.
He has a comment. He says,
what did Rick
cheap,
say?
Cheap Euro trash rock.
Well.
J-Dub, 1. And both 801. Song of the day was Radar Love by Golden Earring from 1973. It is time, without further ado, for the mailbag. I'm going to play some different music today.
The bag.
Here we go. Because Bill's on the computer, so I'm going to use different music today so we can hear
Bill. That's fine.
Bill. Okay, here we go. Chariots of Fire's music today.
Oh, I like it.
The three words, Bill, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Yes.
Here comes Will, Chariots of Fire.
And if you want to avoid being hacked, Applied Connective Technology is running in slow motion to help
this
you
be his walk-up
from your
song.
Hack.
Look at him. He's got his
polo on.
He's in all 93 counties of the
very
state.
Very slowly, methodically, coming in through the door.
99% retention rate. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. We're changing the music because of our situation.
He's got
here.
A briefcase, Bill? Is that
he's got a briefcase.
Has he got a briefcase?
He's got a briefcase and probably a set of tools.
Tools.
Yes.
Okay.
Tools.
We go first to John. John says, good morning. You've been kidnapped.
Okay.
The characters from the last show you watched are coming to rescue you. Who is coming to rescue you? What's the last show you watched? Is it Marty? Ozark?
That's a great question. That is a I do not watch shows anymore. Bill, help.
Well, if it's a true show that I watched, which would be incredible, because if I was kidnapped and all of a sudden I get like a signal from somebody or someone shows up and all of a sudden it's Ted Lasso.
That'd be good.
That would be incredible. That'd be incredible. If all of a sudden Ted Lasso is the guy saving me, that would be incredible. Believe.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to say the show I've watched the most in my life, and I've gone through True Detective 1 probably 12 times. I'd want Rust and Marty to say.
But
me.
He says it's the last show you watched.
Well,
you can't change
I'm
the rules
it.
Here.
I'm changing the rules.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, we can change the rules.
I'm watching a show right now. If I get caught by this guy, I'm just going to be dead. I'll be murdered. I'm watching the show called Monster, the Ed Gein story. He's like the person they base Psycho off of and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So if he's saving me, I will be butchered and be dead in moments.
Maybe he likes you.
No. He kills everybody.
Wow, you're watching
what
that right
it was
now?
It's disturbing. Yeah, it's disturbing.
What if it was Joe Erotic?
Hey, that was great during COVID. I did watch that.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens. From book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
It's Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic, Joe Erotic, yes.
Joe Erotic.
He comes to save you, very odd. Let's see here.
It's a great show, though.
Next up from Michael in Oklahoma says, good morning, Stool. My oldest daughter, Charlie, turned 8 this week, and for dinner asked for chili and cinnamon rolls. Ooh. When you were a kid, what was your favorite birthday meal you would ask for?
That's I got Michael. One, Bill. You go ahead. I had a staple. You go ahead.
No, you go first, Steve.
I had a staple, and my mom, I wish she'd listen to the show. She doesn't. The staple was fried chicken and cherry pie. And the fried chicken, she had this recipe that she used Rice Krispies as the coating.
Yes.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And, you know, it'd be the whole thing where I'd get that meal at night, and then in the morning she'd
that she'd make enough where I get the morning treat too. But it was a chip. My mom makes my mom is an incredible baker slash cook. She makes the best pies and cookies I've ever had. And her cherry pie was incredible. Incredible.
Do you have one, Bill? Meal for your birthday?
No, I just, it's not, I, like I said, at some point in time, our parallel lives, it gets old to the breakers. My meal was old. It's like, yeah, really? Yeah. It was fried chicken. I mean,
really?
That was mom's meal. She was known for frying the bird. That's what she did. She had a system.
Yes.
She had set up. I mean, did your mom make the incredible chicken gravy with it? I mean, our gravy was remarkable.
Your mom did that. My mom, I didn't ask for chicken gravy.
The gravy, that was just part of the show for us. That was part of the show. But that's what every kid, every grandkid, you name the deal, it was fried chicken. That was it. Now, the caveat with that for us is that not really, there'd be a dessert, Steve, but not a signature one like that. So I don't have a memory of, like you do for cherry pie. Mom always just had something. My mom could bake incredibly also, but it would be varied on what the dessert would be.
Thanks to my mom.
I don't recall
that.
A meal. Texas brownies, Texas sheet cake brownies. My mom would make that every birthday. Yeah, those were incredible.
She brought some.
I don't know.
Did she bring those?
I don't know. If there's anything in life that's better than a Texas sheet cake.
Yeah, and she made that for my every birthday. It was the best, at least for childhood.
What's there any chance that your mom could bring a Texas sheet cake up to the?
Yes.
Up to the.
I think she'd love to do that.
What did your mom bring in recently?
Yeah, some sort of a bar. I don't know how to describe it.
That was incredible.
Yeah, there's like chocolate and granola. And yeah. It was good. Very tasty.
It was ridiculous.
I don't know the name of those, but they're very, very good.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael, in Oklahoma. I don't know.
Yeah, those are really good.
Last question from Kelly. Good morning, guys. With it being Halloween weekend, a night game in black jerseys, I feel like the Huskers need to do something a little extra with holiday spirit. Which of these would be fun to see on Saturday night?
Okay.
Number one, black receiver gloves with white skeleton fingers.
Ooh, I like
a
that.
Mouthpiece with vampire fangs. Change the title music to the Halloween movie theme or something else. Thank you guys for the fun season so far. That's Kelly.
I love A and B. I love them both.
You like the receiver gloves with the white skeletons and mouthpiece with the vampire fangs.
Yeah, I hope they do that. I don't know. It might look a little arena footballish to do the mouthpiece thing, but I think you could pull off the gloves, right?
I would 100% go gloves. I'm going to go gloves with that.
Who wrote that? Kelly?
That was Kelly.
It was a great idea.
In depth by Kelly. I like the vampire fangs. Yeah. That's kind of fun for the mouthpiece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the question for the Breakers and for Jake. Jake, will there be people in the stands, I know, in black, but will there be those in costume? The night before is Halloween.
Yes.
Will there be those in costume?
I would think so,
Saturday in the stands?
You will see people in costume. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That's all. I mean, there's people in costume last week for the Northwestern game.
We saw was. Okay.
There's four people in the T-Rex outfits. Okay. There's four of those out there. There's plenty of outfits last week. But there'll be even more this Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
I will not be in costume at any point.
You could dress up as Clay.
I'd love to see Jake into the stadium in a T-Rex costume.
Yeah, or you know
you'd
what?
You'd have no idea it was B.
Or you know what he could be. You know what?
What?
That thing that waves in the wind.
Oh, yes. Gumby. Yes. There it is.
He just did it. Nobody does Gumby better than Jake.
On command.
Nobody in the world does Gumby better than Jake.
Thank you. I don't know if it's a compliment. I'm not sure it's a compliment.
We had a Breaker send a video, is it last week, of a Gumby. They were outside of some sort of like a car dealership.
Yes.
And Gumby, they took a video. That was incredible. Thank you, Breaker.
Oh, that was super funny, whoever sent that. And because he panned to it. He panned to it, and it's like, oh, there's Jake.
it's
Jake. I want to make something clear.
Yes.
That is 100% a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
Your Gumby imitation is freaky good. Really
thank
good.
You. Yeah. That is the mailbag sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, hour two, let's get to some more from Dana Holgerson yesterday and also a question for the Breakers regarding November next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.